Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, March 18th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Some Republican states suing the Biden administration for canceling the Keystone Pipeline. Vaccination rates hit record highs in the USA. California bans screaming on theme park rides. Walmart rolling out robot workers. A new poll says Hollywood, the least trusted institution in America. Wow. Also ahead, we analyze President Biden's appearance on Good Morning America. But first, a group of red states launching a lawsuit against President Biden for eliminating the Keystone Pipeline. The president canceled the contract on his first day in office, as you may know. The complaint was filed by Montana, Georgia, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, and 15 other states. Since Inauguration Day, gas prices up 40%. The national average now standing at $2.90 a gallon. 2.4 million Americans now receiving the COVID vaccine every day. Since distribution started on December 14th, more than 110 million doses have been administered. 12% of the population now fully inoculated. 23% have received the first injection. The government could offer all adults the vax by the end of May. Let's hope so. Theme parks in Southern California reopening April 1st. That's April Fool's Day. But don't get too excited. Places like Disneyland will prohibit guests from screaming or yelling when riding roller coasters. That's right. Local rules will require customers to, quote, mitigate the effects of shouting whenever possible to protect against COVID. This, of course, is insane and an example of Disney overreach. Walmart rolling out a new fleet of robots to service more than 650 stores. The six-foot-tall droids can stock shelves, clean up spills, even hand out coupons. Critics say the robots will eliminate positions held by actual people, including those who have lost jobs during the pandemic, and that's absolutely true. A new morning consult poll says Hollywood is the least trusted institution in the USA. The survey finds just 4% of adults trust the movie industry to, quote, do the right thing. That's 1 point lower than Wall Street. In a moment, President Biden speaks on Good Morning America. Right back with that. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update, message of the day. President Biden finally speaks to the press, kind of. As you may know, Mr. Biden has not held any formal news conference. He says he'll do so a week from today. That will be fun. But yesterday morning, Mr. Biden appeared on Good Morning America, interviewed by George Stephanopoulos, who's not a journalist. The first question Mr. Stephanopoulos asked was about the chaos on the border. Mr. Biden said, quote, well, first of all, there was a surge the last 2 years in 19 and 20. There was a surge as well. The adults are being sent back, number one. That's number one. Number two, what do you do with an unaccompanied child that comes to the border? Do you repeat what Trump did? Take them from their mothers, move them away, hold them in cells, unquote, from Joe Biden. Well, that's not exactly accurate, Mr. President. Of course, George Stephanopoulos doesn't know that. 75% of all unaccompanied children are males between the ages of 15 and 17. Did you know that? So mommy is not involved there. The cartels are involved. They smuggle the kids in. Does Mr. Biden know that? Why the deceit? Well, in my opinion, and this is not based on fact, I don't believe President Biden knows what's going on at the border. I don't think he understands the problem. I don't think he's capable of finding a solution to it. And I think as his administration unfolds, that will be proven. But for now, Joe Biden is in charge. On to his proposed tax rise. Remember, under Barack Obama, the economy for 8 years did not move very much. It was only after President Trump cut corporate taxes and realigned personal income taxes that the economy boomed. The Obama administration took credit for that, saying we set it up and you can make your own call on that. But now, in the middle of a weakened economy because of COVID, Joe Biden wants to raise taxes. And he said yesterday on Good Morning America, quote, anybody making more than $400,000 will see a small to a significant tax increase. If you make less than $400,000, you won't see one single penny in additional federal tax, unquote. No. The Biden tax hike will take U.S. corporations from 21% to 28%. And who do you think is going to pay for that? The corporations are not going to say, yeah, we'll take a 7% profit haircut. They're not going to do that. They're going to pass extra costs along to the American consumer, and they're going to cut the workforce to make up the money they are paying to the federal government. And so the economy will decline. That's called macroeconomics. So hello, Mr. Biden, George Stephanopoulos. Let's get real, okay? I hate to use a cliche, but the American people deserve better than this. I see dark days ahead. I hope I'm wrong. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. For more honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 31 years ago today, two men disguised as police officers walked into a quiet museum in Boston. 60 minutes later, the duo would leave the building with $500 million worth of art, pulling off the largest unsolved heist in American history. Here's the story. On March 18, 1990, the men entered the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum around 1:30 a.m. They encountered two security guards and told them that they had received a 911 call about a disturbance. Once inside the building, the thieves turned on the guards, subdued them, using duct tape to bind their hands, feet, and cover their eyes. About 1 hour later, the criminals checked in on the guards, removed video surveillance footage, and then left the building with 13 works of art. The total value of the robbery, as I said, estimated at $500 million. Famous pieces included three paintings from Rembrandt and an ancient Chinese statue that dated back to 200 BC. The FBI launched a massive manhunt. Some believe the security guards were in on the action. Others claim the Boston Mafia orchestrated the job. The feds even work with local crime boss, Whitey Bulger, to help identify the culprits. Unfortunately for the burglars, some believe the stolen goods are so recognizable, even today, they're nearly impossible to sell without being caught. Many think the culprits destroyed the paintings shortly after the robbery, but we do not have evidence of that. In 2013, the FBI offered a $5 million reward for any information that could lead to the recovery of the artwork. The museum itself still offering $10 million to get the stolen property back. To this day, no one has come forward. And here's something else you might not know. The crime sparked a series of TV shows, books, and movies about art theft. The scheme in Boston was even featured in an episode of The Simpsons a few months after the fact. The 1990 Boston art heist remains the largest property crime in the history of the United States. And the criminals got away with it. Back after this.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.